Does life exist beyond the stars? That's something scientists have been trying to prove ever since the first telescope was invented. Scientists are looking for everything from microorganisms all the way up to sentient life. The search for extraterrestrial life takes two approaches, direct and indirect. In the direct approach, scientists investigate the surface of planets and meteorites for signs of life called biosignatures, while in the indirect method, scientists listen for interstellar communications sent from alien worlds. The SETI project is a notable example of this. Scientists looking for extraterrestrial life focus their attention on planets which have the highest chances of containing life. They do this by targeting planets in the habitable zone. This is the zone which our own planet, the Earth, is in. It's the perfect distance away from the Sun to sustain life. This zone is sometimes referred to as the Goldilocks zone because it's not too hot, not too cold, it's just right. There are currently estimated to be 40 billion Earth-sized planets orbiting suns in habitable zones. However, planets aren't the only place scientists are looking, as it's currently theorized that some moons with subsurface oceans, for example Jupiter's Europa, could also harbor life well below the surface.